Grave Silence. Written by Rose Beecham. Narrated by Kim Baldwin. Chapter 1. On a still afternoon in early August, a couple of gas station robbers fished an old-style Samsonite suitor out of the Dolores River near Slick Rock. Bobby Lee Parker and Frank Horton had been dragging the murky waters under the Highway 141 bridge for the proceeds of a stick-up they'd pulled 2 weeks earlier. It was not their lucky day. So far, they'd lost the final round of the watermelon seed-spitting competition at the Montezuma County Fair. Then Bobby Lee's mom showed up wanting to get high and had helped herself to his last gram of weed. Now it seemed like the plastic garbage bag they'd stashed under some rocks had been washed away during the big storm that had startled locals earlier in the week. Normally, this time of year, the Dolores between Slick Rock and Bedrock was a muddy trickle. The Whitewater crowd abandoned the place by June, taking their kayaks and Discover cards back to Boulder. Soon after, the canyons were overrun with hikers, busting their asses to see wildflowers and shit. A couple of these idiots normally got themselves mauled by mountain lions every summer. Then came the annual funeral procession of VWs, packed with posers, winding down their tinted windows and asking directions to Telluride. Bobby Lee had seen the worst movies of his life trying to get laid at that film festival. He stared up at the bridge, where yet another dickhead had stopped his SUV so he could peer down at the river. The guy waved and yelled something about boatable flow. Ignoring him, Bobby Lee said, "Fucking perfect. They'll be down here with their fucking kayaks before we get done." Frank let go of the suitor and stood upright, panting and wheezing. His light brown mullet was limp with perspiration, the combed back sides drooping flaccidly onto his cheeks.
"Damn, it's a heavy mother," he whined.
Reluctantly, Bobby Lee helped him hump the garment bag farther up the bank onto the flat. He figured maybe they'd lucked onto some other guy's heist.
"Open it," he said,
and watched Frank plaster his DNA all over the striped canvas like the amateur he was. The zipper wouldn't budge. Eventually, Einstein remembered he had a knife and used it to slit the thing apart.
"Oh, man," he choked, lurching back. "That stinks worse than a dead skunk. We gotta get out of here."
Bobby Lee took a moment to digest the grisly sight of a decomposing corpse. He weighed his options.